Welcome back. The Philadelphia School District has unveiled its plan for the upcoming school year. And joining us live to talk about it is Superintendent Dr. William Hite. Dr. Hite, so good to have you here. Good morning.
The new school plan. The plan that Dr. Hite has recently spoken about. It has been discussed over and over again, with new changes being made constantly. Yet, during all of this, one thing has been overlooked. The art schools. While the plan is supposed to benefit the district as a whole, schools such as Kappa, a creative and performing arts school in the Philadelphia area, will be affected in a big way. My name is Caitlin Rodriguez, and I, myself, go to Kappa as a visual artist. I know for me, I won't be able to enjoy the same things I once did, and I simply won't have the same motivation that I used to have for art. But how do my classmates feel about the upcoming school year in Kappa? What concerns do they have?
Like, we are a performing arts school, and we're on stage all the time. We're always performing. We're always doing something. So just, like, thinking that all of that's going to be taken away hurts.
Some majors are obviously going to have a load of difficulty because most of it is hands-on.
With being at home in the same area, seeing the same four walls every day, it's hard to try and get the same feeling out of that. If you asked me to make a movie right now, I probably wouldn't have the same exact mindset as when I'm in school. So it's not going to be as good. It's not going to be as tasteful. It's not going to be as eccentric.
Being motivated to wake up early and not go somewhere, but you have to like get up and go to your desk, open a computer so you can just watch this screen and learn. I think that's the real issue.
Going to a school with diversity, so many different styles, and just people that don't care about what other people think made me feel that way too. And now I just feel like, oh, it's like taken away.
Kappa to me is like a getaway from home. It's like a second home to me.
You could talk to anyone about anything and it just felt special, you know, have that haven, that safe haven, that getaway from, and now it's not there anymore.
Each of the voices you heard were the concerns and opinions of my peers, Azila, Maya, and Pia. Each of them expressing their view on Kappa regarding the new plan. Through this, I also decided to get my English and creative writing teacher, Ms. Shin, perspective on the matter.
Each major has its own obstacles that are not addressed in this plan, which is kind of to an extent understandable because we are a minority of schools in the district. There's not a lot of schools that are like us in terms of very specialized needs. If there is a plan that is for the entire district, our building cannot follow them as they are now and maintain the integrity of us being an art school.
An art school. That's what we are. That's what Kappa is. A school that has more of a hands-on learning than the rest. Honestly, we don't know what the upcoming year would really look like, and we don't know how much it will affect the way our school runs. As my peer said, our school was our home. It was the place where we felt special. Now, through the struggles, the uncertainty, and pain, we will continue to be an art school. And we will fight through this, developing our own way of handling the new plan.